Christian Church this evening. It's so good to see each and every one of you here. Hope everyone's having a wonderful week. And for those of you watching online, welcome to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. We're so glad you're able to join us tonight, or if you're watching at a later date still, just welcome, welcome, welcome. We appreciate each and every one of you. We're going to get ready as we open up our service. We always do. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. So I'm going to ask you, if you can, to please rise. Let's love the Lord in His honor. Are there any prayer requests on my right side this evening? Spoken prayer requests, excuse me. All righty. Praise God. Any spoken prayer requests on the left side this evening? All right. Well, praise God in the back. All right, I thought I saw him. Unspoken, yes. For those of you that have an unspoken prayer request, please show by the raising of your hand. You know, God knows our heart. And as we raise our hand or we acknowledge this prayer need, it's just to know that we can lift it up to the Lord and just give Him all the honor and glory. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we love You and we praise Your holy name. Lord, thank You for this beautiful day You've given us to, Lord. Thank You for this opportunity You've given us to gather in Your house and in Your mighty name. Lord, we love You. We praise You. We thank You for Your blessings, Lord. We thank You for Your love. Lord, we just thank You for loving us first, even when we're unlovable. Lord, now we're just asked if we come together as a congregation that we'll be in one mind and one accord. Lord, ready to honor You. Lord, ready to lift You up in everything that we do and everything that we say. Dear Lord, but most of all, dear Lord, we're ready to receive Your word. Lord, we ask that Your Holy Spirit, dear Lord, just have a free reign, dear Lord, tonight. Lord, may we just be open our hearts and our minds to receive Your word, to receive the message brought forth, but to feel Your holy presence. Lord, again, now You've seen those hands that were raised. Lord, You know the spoken and unspoken prayer requests. Lord, we know You even know them before we ever speak them. But, dear Lord, we're placing each and every situation into Your mighty hands. We know that there are those now going through pre-op, preparing for surgeries. There are those going through procedures, waiting on test results. There are those still in recovery, dear Lord, that we miss that aren't able to be with us. And, dear Lord, we ask for Your protection and guidance and Your healing and Your protective hand to be upon us and our families at all times. Lord, now I'm praying for those that are lost, dear Lord, those that have not given their life to You, or those that have strayed, or those that have gone, you know, just in a different direction. Dear Lord, I ask You just to let Your word flow to them. Let Your spirit, dear Lord, draw them back. Lord, give them that opportunity, dear Lord, to come to an altar of repentance. And, dear Lord, we give You all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. Again, so good to have y'all. Let's don't forget the young ones downstairs, the teens in the other building in our prayer, and also for their teachers and those over their ministries tonight, to keep them in our prayers too. I'm going to ask you to turn to page 368, Nothing But the Blood. Brother Chris is smiling. That's right. Page 368. Everybody's singing. This is a lower key, but let's all just lift up the Lord. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fault I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon this I seek. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing this I plead. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Naught of good that I have done. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood.
nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
I run out of breath on that one, but it's all about the blood of Jesus. I want to sing verse 1 one more time, but I want y'all to think about this for a minute. We just celebrated Resurrection Sunday, and we've had powerful messages going forth about the calling to each and every one of us that it's time. It's time that we get our life right. It's time that we get back to the Word of God. It's time we turn from the worldly things that's infiltrating our homes and coming at us in society. So many things. There's nothing wrong with saying that you love Jesus. There's nothing wrong with standing for the Lord. And as we think about what He's done for us and everything that we've done, this is heavy on my heart today, and I was just thinking about it, that He shed that precious blood for me and for you, and for you watching online, for each and every one of us. You know, and the thing is, He gave it even before I was born, even before I've had a chance to fall on my face so many times. And God's lifted down and pulled me up out of that miry muck and said, but I've paid the debt for you. I want to sing number 1 again, but I want y'all to think about that precious blood that we're singing about, that blood of Jesus that was shed for you and I. You know, we could have... We're not good enough. We never will be. There's nothing we can do. You can't pay for it. You can't earn it. There's nothing you can do to pay the sin debt that God wants for each and every one of us as we sin and to give this birth. But He loves for us that He gave His only begotten Son for you and I, that He would die in our place. So I want y'all to sing verse 1 one more time in the chorus. But I'm just asking you to just get a little solemn with me tonight, just really a little worshiping. Just think about this as we sing this song. Yes, ma'am, slower. I was going too fast.
Okay.
I know you're trying to keep up with me. Praise God. All right, we'll let the piano lead.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me
nothing but the blood of Jesus. And there are those that want to take... Y'all could sit down if you want to. We're going to get ready and do an announcement, and then we'll take up our evening offering and get some special singers. But you know, the world doesn't want to talk about the blood. You hear that so many times. And there's so many things to do. But I want you to always just remember and just stand up for the Lord, because He is your Lord and Savior if you've accepted Him into your life. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to get ready and take up our Wednesday night offering. Don't forget, it's for the Good Samaritan Fund. It's just a powerful ministry that God has blessed us with, but also big invitation goes out to everyone here, those of you watching online, those hopefully that I know they're posting it on the church Facebook this week. This Saturday, the 22nd at 8 a.m., we're having our annual work day. There's going to be work to be done inside and outside. It's just to clean up, catch up with some things that if we've not been able to get done through the year, this is a time that's set aside for beautifying the church. So we're going to do it this Saturday morning at 8 a.m. I want to invite each and everyone. Come on, everybody join us. There's stuff, as I said earlier, and I was told, there's stuff for the ladies to do, stuff for the men to do, and we can use each and every one of you. So we're looking forward for y'all joining us this Wednesday. I mean, Saturday, excuse me. Any other announcements? Praise God. Brother Chris, thank you. Yes, Lord. Amen. Sister Susan, and then Sister Nikki, good to have you with us tonight, and then Sister Linda.
The things that I love and hold dear to my heart are just borrowed. They're not mine at all. Jesus only let me use them to brighten my life. So remind me, dear Lord. Worthy of the scars in his hands. Yet he chose the road to Calvary to die in my stead. Why he loved me, I can't understand.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day! See when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me back and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be.
going to try a new old one. Or an old new one. Whoever. I heard it the other day, and it's been a long, long time since I heard this song. And it just really spoke to my heart, because God has touched me. He has touched me many, many times. And I am so thankful for that. He gives me strength just to go from day to day. I was so tired with us having to go up to Canton today to get some of the blood work done for Greg's surgery on Tuesday. And it was just like, I was just so tired whenever we got in. And it's just like, I'm just going to sit here. And Tom says, you got just a few minutes, and then we got to get ready for church. No. Do y'all ever feel like that? Just like, no, not tonight. But I'm here. Praise the Lord. And I'm glad I made it. And I know God has touched me many, many times, and that He'll not fail me. Anytime that my body's tired or we have sick loved ones, I have a brother in Florida that is in the last stages of lung cancer, and I ask that you keep him in your prayers as well. So, but I'm going to try to sing this old song. It says, "Somebody Touched Me."
Groped along the street with his hand stretched out for pennies or just a bite to eat. It's the story of the blind man who met Jesus on his way, and with the master's touch, the man looked up. And the scoffers heard him say, "Somebody touch me. Somebody touch me. I was blind, but praise His name, I now can see. I was in darkness when Jesus found me, but since He touched me, I now can see. Crippled man and made him walk again. And the master saw with pleasure he had labored not in vain. Like the story of that crippled man, I once was bound by sin, but since the master came, oh, praise His name, thank God I now can say, somebody touch me, somebody touch me. Oh, I was blind, but praise His name, I now can see. I was in darkness when Jesus found me, but since He found me, I now am free. Oh, somebody touch me, somebody touch me. I was blind, but praise His name, I now can see. I was in darkness when Jesus found me, but since He touched me, I am glad I'm free.
Brother Eddie.
think that my wife will be honored when I call on her. Able to be with her and how much she enjoys me being retired and spending a lot of time with her. But I reckon I'm just putting words in her mouth. That she, it's my desire.
Do a good old standby.
It's my desire to live for Jesus. It's my desire to be like Him. Though often I fail and bring Him much shame.
To live for the Lord. Amen. What an honor it is to be able to live for the Lord and have the Lord live in us. Amen. Got any blessed folks in the house tonight? Give the Lord praise. Amen. God is great, greatly to be praised. It's good to be here on a Wednesday night. Good to see each and every one of you. Hope that you're having a good week, a beautiful day the Lord has given us. You have your Bibles tonight. We're going to begin in the book of 1 John. In the fourth chapter, beginning with verse number 1 down through number 4. Again, 1 John chapter number 4, verses 1 through verse 4. When you get there, say, praise the Lord. All right, reading from the book of 1 John. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And we pray, Heavenly Father, how we love you and how we thank you, God, for your written word. We thank you, God, for your Holy Spirit. God, for your love, your compassion. God, your grace and mercy. We could thank you forever, and it would not be abundant appreciation for what you've done for us. Father, I ask you tonight, God, just open up that window, Lord, and just pour out a blessing and anointing upon this congregation. Lord, just let it saturate our spirit and our soul tonight. God, I ask you humbly, Lord, to anoint these lips of clay. God, just use this vessel, God, to speak to us tonight. Father, we do remember those who are sick, those who are suffering, those who may be traveling, whatever need they have, those who are facing surgeries and procedures. God, it's all in your hands, and we place our faith in you, Lord, knowing that you're able to do those things that need to be done. Heal, make whole, and lift up. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. All right. God's word is great, isn't it? I tell you, it's amazing. You can read scriptures and read scriptures and read scriptures and then go back and read the same scripture sometimes, and it's just timely and it seems to be just what we need. Tonight I want to encourage you, if I can, through the power of God and through his word, with a message entitled, Greater Than the World. Greater Than the World. You know that many times I will refer to this particular passage of scripture, say that he that is in you that is greater than he that is in, let me read it right, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And as I was reading there and flipping through the Amplified and also the Hebrew Greek, I never really thought about this. I don't know exactly what comes to your mind when you hear the word great. We use the word great quite a bit, and it's usually describing something that is maybe immaculate or wonderful or fantastic, and all of those things will denote greatness, I guess. But when I was reading that, I was more leaning toward that particular definition of the word great, and I found out that in the Hebrew and the Greek, it's much broader than that, and it also means, and this is what I really got excited about, not only does it mean great, but it means stronger and mightier. Say those words with me tonight, stronger and mightier. So when we read that again, because greater and stronger and mightier is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That encouraged me. That lifted me up, and I wanted to share that with you tonight because we have been given power, amen, through the infilling of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The Bible said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Again, this is referring to that power, that Spirit of God that dwells within human flesh. And it's mighty, and it's strong, and it's greater than anything, say that with me, anything that the world has to offer or come against us. Now, the scripture here tells us in John that we have overcome them. And if we think about them, go back to the very first verse. It says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. And then he goes on to tell us, you know, because we have overcome them. In other words, it says, And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now is already in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. We have overcome those spirits that are Antichrist, those spirits that are against God, those spirits that are against the blood, those spirits that come against us usually on a weekly basis and sometimes even on a daily basis. Can we get a testimony or an amen? Sometimes those things come to try us, come to persecute us, come to get us down, come to bring nervousness and anxiety and sometimes sickness and affliction on us. But according to the Word of God, and I believe the Word of God, He has blessed us and anointed us with a greater, a mightier, a stronger spirit than anything that we're ever going to face, anything that we're facing in the present, and I believe by faith, anything that we will face in the future. So that's very, very encouraging to know that the Lord Christ that lives with us in the spirit form is stronger and mightier than Satan and all of his wiles of the devil and all of his trickery and all of his spirits that he comes against us. Let's go to Romans 8:35. And this goes hand in hand with what the writer of John is sharing with the congregation or with the church. And it's vital in our day and time too. In the 35th verse of the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8, verse number 35. Very familiar passage of scripture. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Notice the word who and not what. Many times we think things separate us from the Word of God or from the love of Christ. But here he says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, say that with me, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Amen. So the Bible tells us in several different places that we are more than equipped to face anything in this world. Any problem, any trial, any situation, any anxiety, any affliction, any issues that may arise in our lives. So if we try to fight those things within our flesh, we're going to probably lose the battle. But if we refer to that which is in us, and I say that so many times because the Spirit of the Lord is in us. If we're born again, if we have been the recipients of His Holy Spirit, it is alive and well in our flesh. Amen. How many is thankful for the Spirit of God that dwells within us? I know that we rely on it often, so many times during the day, but I've said this time and time again, I am so dependent on the Spirit of the Lord that is within me, because I don't really trust my flesh in a lot of situations to make certain decisions or to make plans for my life. So I need to rely on that is within me. And can I tell you tonight that many times that is within me doesn't coincide with that surrounds the Spirit. Many times the Spirit will speak maybe in denial of what the flesh really is desiring or wanting. And thank God for that. Because the flesh doesn't really know. The flesh only wants to feed the flesh because the flesh is carnal. Amen. I'm not saying you're a piece of dirt, but basically the flesh is carnal. The flesh is from the dust of the earth. It doesn't desire nor even need the same things that the Spirit of God that dwells within the flesh does. So that's the reason there's a constant struggle. That's the reason there's a battle. The Apostle Paul wrote about that great conflict that is within me. When I want to do good and do it not, and all of those things that he talks about, that is a constant battle with the flesh. And hopefully, every single time, the Spirit that is within us is going to win out over the flesh. But I must confess, sometimes we lean to the fleshly desires rather than the spiritual desires. So if we try to fight against tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword in our might and the strength of our flesh, then we're going to be fighting a losing battle. And this is the reason that a lot of people constantly are having battles that they cannot win, because they're fighting them, are trying to overcome them, are trying to be stronger or mightier than the spirits that come against them, and they either don't have the Spirit within them or they don't use the Spirit that is within them. Now, we understand if someone has not received the power of God, has not been filled with the Spirit of the Lord, what a constant burden and trial and situation that is to be able to fight and fight and fight and not seem like you're ever going to win the battle. But that should not be the case to a Christian. Amen? Shouldn't be the case to a born-again saint of God. Yeah, we're going to have these tribulations. Yes, we're going to have the distress. We're going to have persecution. We may not be persecuted as the disciples and those of old, but still, how many knows that Christians are being persecuted today? There is a verbal onslaught against Christianity today. And the thing that kind of concerns me is what follows a verbal onslaught. Could it be physical next time? And say, oh, Brother Eddie, we live in America. That'll never happen, folks. Better wake up. Better wake up. There is a movement in this world today that is anti-Christ, that is anti-Christianity, that is anti-you and me, that doesn't even believe nor acknowledge that there is a higher power. And we're looked down on because that we believe and trust in a higher power. So that in itself is a verbal type of persecution. Now I can tell you, if I did not have the Spirit of God that is within me, if I did not or was not able to rely on the Holy Ghost that lives within me, it would be a devastating struggle to fight against this verbal onslaught. But you know what? With the Spirit of God, it's almost like water on a duck's back. Come on, amen. It may hurt for a little bit, but you know what it hurts? It hurts the flesh. It doesn't hurt the spirit. Glory to God. Because greater is He, stronger is He, mightier is He that is within you than he that is within the world. And Satan and all of his cohorts and all of his demons and all of his spirits that come against us, they're constantly trying to attack the flesh because they want your flesh to give in to all of these demonic spirits that come against us and bombard against us. But God has already provided an armor, amen, for us. He's already provided protection for us in the infilling of His Spirit, the Spirit that we need to use, and guarantees us that we're going to win the battle. Amen. How many knows that the church is going to survive? The church is going to win because we're not relying on our power. We're relying on the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to remind us, in all these things, all these things. He doesn't take the time or the opportunity to list every battle or every spirit that's going to come against us. In fact, if we was to take a physical poll tonight and probably go down the line, we would say things that we battle that necessarily he didn't list. He was talking basically in general terms: persecution, distress, persecution, tribulation, famine, nakedness, peril or sword. Nakedness meaning basically emptiness, not having anything. You know, a lot of people, they trust in material things more than they trust in the power of God. How many knows and believes that God is a provider? Amen? And He will answer prayers. Amen? And He will give us desires of our heart. If our heart is desiring the things that God wants us, and we're not asking amiss. So I don't worry about those material things. I don't really need any more than just enough to get me by till He takes me home. Amen. And you know, Satan doesn't like for you to have that concept. He wants you to rely on these things. Not only to rely on these things, but get dependent on these things. I gotta have this, I gotta have that, need this, need that. You know, basically all that we really need is this day our daily bread. Isn't that what Christ said to pray? Give us this day our daily bread. But you know, the flesh says, oh, no, you gotta have more than that, you gotta have this, you gotta have that, you know, you gotta take care of this. And I understand supplies and how that we need to take care of ourselves, but don't ever become dependent on the material things. Use them as a blessing that God has bestowed upon us. He will bless us, He will feed us, He will clothe us, and He will protect us. But the greatest thing that He's done for us is live inside us to comfort us. You know, the comfort I get from that song is that the comfort I get is from God's own word. Amen. If you want real comfort, dig in the word of God and find the comfort that God will give you. So in all these things, even the ones that necessarily aren't listed here, but in our mind and the things, and we all have different battles. You know how we have different battles? We're different people. We're different people. We may have likes and similarities, but we're all different. Man, different not only in looks, but different in character and different in personality. And that's wonderful. God made each and every. And you know what? I'll probably get in trouble saying this, but you're just exactly what God made you to be. Amen. He needs you to change in any way except to change this old vile body and receive His Spirit. Amen. But He made you and he fashioned you and He placed you on this earth to be a vessel for Him so that He could live inside you to help you when He says, I won't leave you comfortless. Another way of saying that is, I won't leave you helpless. Again, that comfort is much broader than just comfortable. That comfort means I'm going to be your constant helper. I'm going to help you through every situation. Isn't that good to know? Isn't that encouraging to know? I don't know what I'm going to face tomorrow, but I know I'll have a comforter. I don't know what's going to happen to me next week. I don't know what's going to happen to the economy. I don't know what's going to happen to the world situation. I don't even know what's going to happen when I get home tonight. I know I'm planning to go to bed and get comfort in that. But my point is, I don't have to know as long as I know Jesus. And as long as I know that Jesus dwells within me. What a comfort that is to know that I'll never face anything alone. He'll always be there with me. So in all these things, what does it say? In all these things, we are more than conquerors. Turn to your neighbor and say, you're a conqueror. Now tell them, I'm a conqueror. Now let's really get bold. Satan, I am a conqueror through Christ. Amen. Through Him that lives within me. And that's the way you have to talk to Satan. You can't compromise with him. You can't appease him. You can't try to talk nice to him. You got to talk to him in authority. Not my name, but in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the name that he respects and fears. And in fact, he will flee from you when you begin to call on the name of Jesus. So in all these things, we're more than conquerors through him. Through him. What does it say? He that is in us. He that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. He that is in the world, meaning the adversary and the things that the adversary uses. Amen. His bag of trickery, weapons, whatever he comes against us. You know, we could name fear, we can name anxiety, we can name frustration. I know we've named distress, confusion. All of those things are things that people are battling. You know, and I've often said, you know, what troubles one may not trouble another one. And guess who knows that? Not only God, but Satan knows that. And you know what? The reason he knows that is because we tell him. You ever heard anybody say, you know what really burns me up? You know what really makes me mad? You know what really gets me upset? And Satan said, go ahead, tell me now. And he begins to make a list of those things. And guess what? Sometimes before you even get that out of your mouth, he's already attacking you. He's attacking your flesh. He's trying to wear you down. And you know what? He's persistent if he's anything. You know, you can swat at him just like an old gnat, but he'll come right back. You can rebuke him in the name of Jesus, and just like he left Jesus for a season, he'll leave you for a season, but he'll return. Because that's all he's got to do is to come against the church, to come against you. And here's the thing about it. Satan is not very smart. He's really not. Because he already knows that he has lost. That's the word of God. Satan knows the word of God. But he comes anyway, trying his level best to pull one more person down, to try to get you frustrated, to try to get you to throw your hands up and quit. But you know what? I have learned through reading this particular passage of Scripture and running reference, I don't have to back up to Satan. I don't have to take what he's dishing out. And you know,
And so when we say things like that, that flesh says, oh, you better not say that. If you say that, you know, he'll be all over you. I've even heard people prophesy when they leave the church. Boy, we had a great service tonight. I guarantee you, Satan's going to be on the warpath tomorrow. Let him be on the warpath. He that is within you is stronger, greater, mightier than he that is in the world and he that's going to come against you. Amen. Don't offend anybody, but I'm talking to myself. It's time the church got a spiritual backbone. Amen? It's time that we stood up, put our feet on the solid rock and said, you know what? I'm ready. I'm ready through Jesus Christ. I am more than a conqueror. I refuse to be a victim. I'm victorious in Jesus Christ. He that lives within me, he that is inside me, is greater than Satan and all of the things that comes against me. Refuse to be his punching bag, if you will. Amen? And you know what? That's the only thing that Satan respects is power and authority. And I, in my flesh, can't give him that. But he that is within me, my Lord have mercy, he that is within me. You know, no wonder we're going to have to spend an eternity in heaven. It's going to take me that long or longer just to thank him. I mean, you know, bad news comes to everybody. I mean, if you're in this life, in fact, that's Bible. You know, what man is born of woman, and what is it? Troubles, full of troubles, and things that's going to come. That trouble's going to come. And I shudder to think, honestly, how in the world could we handle, or anybody handle, this kind of bad news or situation if it wasn't for the Spirit of the Lord that dwells within us? And please understand where I'm going, because it's a testimony of he that is within us. We had to take Kevin yesterday, have his blood checked, because of the situation that is within his blood that causes blood cells to go kind of crazy. Medicine kind of helps that, and then it destroys the platelets, makes the platelets go down, and this, that, and the other. His blood is so thick. He has to have a port. He's got two little tubes there. And that's how they check his blood, because they can't get it out of his veins. So it was time, and he was on the verge, and Penny and I was talking to the physician assistant, and she wanted to go ahead and do the phlebotomy then. And we talked her out of it. And, you know, because it's a long situation with him, because it takes forever to get the blood, almost forever. So we talked him out of it and said, you know, let's give the medicine another month or two, or when we come back, you know. So we were hoping and praying, and again, he was right on the verge, and the doctor was there this time. And he said, I don't want to increase the medicine. I want to just, while y'all are here, let's just go ahead and schedule a phlebotomy. And we already knew that Kevin's going to have to go through all of that. And that's not what we wanted to hear, okay? And I'm sure that's not what Kevin wanted to hear, because he already had a little attitude. He already didn't want to be there, because you could tell with a frown on his face, he wanted to go back home, get in his bed, and turn his television on and tell me and Sister Penny to get out of his room and leave him alone. Guess that's what he likes to do. But we had to go down, and we did. And, you know, and your first response or first reaction is, no, not again. And then he that is within you, he's strong, he's mighty, and he is so gentle and compassionate. And he knows just how to speak to us. Say, I got this. I got this. You know, God may not ever verbally tell you and speak in your ear, I've got this. But if you got the Holy Ghost, you know what I'm talking about. Because it'll just be a feeling of consolation. It'll be a feeling of comfort. It's almost like a warm flow. This just goes over your body, just kind of all, you know. Sometimes you just, ooh. And then you just, that's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost taking care of me. you know, taking care of me when things don't go my way. Taking care of me when I hear things that I'd rather hear something else. Taking care of me when I don't get my wishes and I'd rather something else happen. You know, and the Holy Ghost says, we got this. We got this. It's going to be all right. You know, he that is within you, hallelujah, he's stronger, he's greater, he's mightier, he's more compassionate. He knows the future. He holds the future in his hand because the Holy Ghost is God within us. Amen. Do we trust God? Can we trust him with everything? Everything, the Bible says, in all these things, amen, we are conquerors through him. That lets me to know that tribulation is not going to separate me from the love of Christ. Tribulation. I know they talked about tribulation. They probably had a lot of tribulation in that day and time. Tribulation today, it could cover a lot of different areas. You know, I really can't even think of anything that today that we could classify as tribulation, but they're there. Trials, hardships, burdens. Is there anyone tonight that would be perfectly honest with me as a born-again saint of God? Raise your hand and say, Brother Eddie, I've never had a burden in my life. Probably not. Because just because we're filled with the Holy Ghost, just because Christ lives within us, doesn't mean that we're not going to have burdens. But there's an antidote. Amen? He has given us an answer. He's given us the formula, if you will, if what to do. If we have a burden, bring that burden to Christ. Say, you know what, Lord? You are the God of burdens. You're the God of trials. You're the God of tribulation. Lord, I'm placing it in your hands, and I'm just going to trust he that is within me. He that is within me needs to be the driving force, and not he that houses the one that is within me. Does that make sense? Let the Holy Ghost drive your life. Let the Holy Ghost steer you in the right direction. Let the Holy Ghost comfort you. Let the Holy Spirit of God lift you up. Let the Holy Spirit of God catch you when you're falling. Amen. There's no better way, amen, to just rely on the Lord and rely on the Spirit that is within us. So even in tribulation or distress, maybe today we would probably just take the DI off of it. We just got plain old stress. Anybody ever just get feeling like, man, I'm just so stressed out? I know we've heard that. I've used it myself. Man, I'm just stressed out. That's just the body just crying out. I have never had the Spirit of God say, I'm so stressed. Brother Eddie, I'm just, no. You know why? Because when I am weak, when I am stressed, when I'm distraught, when I'm confused, when I'm perplexed, the Spirit that is within me is stronger and stronger and stronger. Then when I'm weak, then am I strong. Why? Because I am depending not on the outward man, I'm depending on Christ that is within me. And if I've learned anything, it's to lean on Jesus. To lean on Jesus. Amen. What does he say? Not my will, but thine be done. Man, I have to pray that prayer so very often. I preach about it. I try to live by it. And sometimes I have to remind myself, Lord, not about me. It's about what you want for me to do. How will I make this decision? Not on what satisfies my flesh, but what satisfies my spirit. Amen. So not only in distress, our persecution, or famine, or all of these things. And then down there in verse 38, it gets really, really intense. Has the Holy Spirit ever got intense with you? What is it called? Tough love? Has the Spirit of the Holy Ghost ever told you no? Don't do that. Don't go there. Make you almost like you touched a hot stove. Again, when Kevin was born 45 years ago, And Penny was having difficulties with the birth and all, and I kind of excused myself from the waiting room and went and found the chapel. And I fell on my knees, and I was praying, and I was crying, and I was praying, and I was praying, and I was praying. You know what? I was praying for Eddie. Praying, why God? Why is this happening? You know, Lord, this, you know, we're in church. You know how it is when you tell God, you know, you try to persuade him. Lord, I do this for you, I do that for you. It's not about that. We couldn't do anything without the Spirit of the Lord. But as I was praying that prayer, and no one else was in that room, well, I say no one else, he that was within me was in that room. And he that is within me is greater than all those things. And he that was within me did not put his arms around me and comfort me and say, bless your little heart, you poor little daddy. It was almost like the Holy Ghost slapped me upside the head. In fact, it just felt like a slap in the face. And all of a sudden I realized I need to be praying for Penny and that baby. I need to be praying for God to intercede there instead of praying the poor, pitiful prayer that I was praying. You know, prayer is good, but sometimes prayer is not directed in the right frame of mind. Oh, me. You know, if I'm there praying about this, that, and that, and that, you know, and I'm not praying God's will, and I'm not praying, you know, if I'm praying a poor, pitiful, I mean, that's not where to get, because he that is within me is stronger and mightier and trying to get me to say, you know what, we're going to make it. I got this. Don't worry. Everything's going to be all right. I'm going to take care of this, you know. And that's when we ought to say, Lord, I'm just putting my faith and trust in you. And sometimes that's a hard prayer to pray. It's a short prayer and say, Lord, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to get upset about it. I'm just going to give it to you totally. And in the name of Jesus, I'm going to declare it done. And the devil says, yeah, but you can't see no effects of it yet. I don't have to. That's not faith. Faith is calling it done ever before you even see any evidence or effects of it. Amen? That's faith. And we can say that. Why? Because of he that lives within us. He that is within us is greater. So in verse number 35, I am persuaded, if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, if you're living a dedicated and committed and Christian life for the Lord, you need to be persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth. I like when I looked that up, it said it's limitless in height and limitless in depth. In other words, no certain height or no certain depth ever is going to separate me from the love of Christ. Amen? Not height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You know, old Job, they took everything that he had, but they couldn't touch his love and his dedication and his commitment to God. And in all of that, he fell down and worshiped God. And said, you know what? Naked I came into this world, and I'm going to leave it in the same way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Huh? Because we can rely on he that is within us. Don't rely on ourselves. You know, don't trust yourself, and when you get to a situation like that, trust the Spirit of the Lord that is within you. Lean not on your own understanding, amen, but put your faith and trust in an almighty God. Aren't you glad that God loves us enough to dwell within this old terrible body of flesh that the Bible calls our righteousness as filthy rags? But yet he loved us so much, Brother Chris, that he died on the cross of Calvary, and he sent his Spirit back to live in this old body of flesh, to try to help us and get us through this walk of life until he gives us a brand new body. How many's looking forward to that brand new body? Amen, that glorified body. Haven't yet seen him, but we know that when he appears, amen, we're going to be like him in some form or fashion. I can't even begin to fathom. My little mind won't comprehend how great heaven is, but it's going to be wonderful. Amen. God bless you. We love each and every one of you. Just remember, greater, stronger, and mightier is he that is within you than he that is in the world. Would you stand? We love you. God bless you each and every one. Amen. If, in fact, you need prayer tonight, please come forward.
We'll pray with you. We'll pray for you. Amen. We'll just put our faith and trust in an almighty God who's able to do exceeding abundantly above. Come dismiss us with a word of prayer. Remember Saturday.
Amen. Brother Eddie just said, I'll put it in the mic. Don't forget about Saturday morning. Looking forward to all you gathering with us. Here for those that are traveling, we understand that. So, but we're just going to have a good time of getting things done around the church. We're so blessed with these buildings and this property that God has blessed us with in this congregation. We just thank Him every minute of it. And we want to thank you, too, those watching online and those present. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your attendance tonight. Thank you, Lord, for that powerful word. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you, dear Lord. We thank you for allowing us to feast on your word this evening. Lord, for each and every day that we open up your word, dear Lord, we ask you to minister to us, guide us, protect us, dear Lord, because we know that you are more powerful than anything that comes against us, dear Lord. We thank you for just blessing us with a pastor that speaks the truth through your word. Lord, we thank you for each and every Sunday school teacher, each every ministry leader. Dear Lord, we just love and praise you. Lord, now as we prepare to depart, we ask you to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time, dear Lord, and we just love and praise you. In the most precious name of the above, the name of Jesus Christ, we all say amen, amen. Also, Sunday school Sunday morning. I'd like to have everybody come.